The board has been leaning this direction for months. With this vote, it's officially started changing the way independent groups are allowed to campaign in Wisconsin. These groups were very active in the last state Supreme Court race, and more recently in several races for the state assembly. They don't have to disclose their donors or follow fundraising restrictions as long as their ads don't use words like vote for or vote against when they talk about candidates. Under the board's proposal, that would change. Groups that refer to the personal qualities of a candidate or support or condemn their positions in campaign ads that run within 2 months of an election would have to disclose their donors. They'd be subject to the same kinds of campaign finance rules that cover candidates, meaning they couldn't accept corporate contributions. William Mike is one of the six former judges that sits on the board and voted to regulate these ads.
I did because I think it's essential to the integrity of the elective process, and I think particularly with respect to judicial elections.
The way the rulemaking process works, this plan probably won't be on the books in time for next year's Supreme Court race. It still has to have a public hearing before the board, and it requires a final okay by a legislative panel to take effect. Even if that happens, this plan will likely draw a lawsuit by the groups that run these ads. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.